Vayichi, as the Baal HaTurim points out, Vayichi is B'gematria 34. As we see that Yaakov lived, Yechi Yaakov, in his most happy time of tranquility, when he had all his family together with peace, which was with Yosef also, of course, without thinking that he's dead, lost. And therefore, for 17 years that Yosef was with him since he was born, and then the 17 years at the end of his life, when he found Yosef again, totaling 34 of his most happy and tranquil years. And as Rashi points out, Parshas Vayechi, of all the 54 Parshas, is the only one that is closed, meaning does not have the space between each Parsha of all the other Parshas. And one of the reasons, Rashi says, is because that when Yaakov Avinu passed away, began the subjugation of Mitzrayim. We have to understand what exactly is the subjugation, and why also, if it happened at his Petira, why would it be at the beginning of the Parsha, this Stima, and not later on when it mentions his death? So the Rosh Hashiva points out that the way they understood and saw now that really, even though they had such a tranquil, so to speak, existence in Mitzrayim, but they were still in jail. You can have the most beautiful palace in jail, but you're still in jail. And that they understood when their father passed away, because they saw that they weren't free to leave anytime they wanted, to leave Mitzrayim. And as we see, and as the Gemara points out, that Paro did not let them go only because of the Shvuah, the oath, which Yosef swore to his father Yaakov, and which we can understand now why Yaakov made him swear. Because if Yosef HaTzadik would tell Yaakov Avinu that he agrees to the chesed and the emes that his father is asking of him to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, is any question, he will not carry it out. But Yaakov Avinu understood it even before he died. He understood the gullus of Mitzrayim, that it was now also that shibud. Even without, so to speak, actually trying to leave, he understood that, and therefore he required that oath from Yosef. Not because of Yosef, because of Paro. As we know, that Paro gave in only because of that oath. Since, if he would have said, so what? You swore to your father? I still do not want you to leave. So Yosef could have just as easily said to him, also, since you don't care about oaths, I guess the oath I made to you, not to reveal that I know one more language than you do, Paro, knowing 70 languages of the world of the 70 nations, but did not know Hebrew, which Yosef did, and he swore to him that he would not reveal it, or else that's all he needs. They would depose him, making even Yosef the Paro, which we know from a Medrash that of the 80 years of rulership that he had, the second 40 years he was Paro. And therefore, we understand how it was brought down even here at the beginning of the parsha, because Yaakov Avinu understood it even before he died. The stimus heinehem belibam from the shibud. And that's a lesson also for us of any kind of galus. When the galus is taken, even with freedom of religion, Baruch Hashem, and the freedoms we have, Baruch Hashem, but we understand that we're still in galus, and we feel the pain of the galus, then that can be enough of a galus. We don't need any stronger galus to teach us a lesson, to bring kapara, because that itself will be enough for us to have that kapara of galus, when we feel the pain even in such a galus, and not having to need a Hitler pogroms in order to understand that you're in galus. And the only kind of toil and slavery we should have is to be servants of Hashem and toil in the Torah with the greatest simcha. Yaakov Avinu also describes the request that he makes of Yosef in the second pasuk as a chesed v'emes. As Rashi explains, that chesed, the kindness one does with the dead, is a true highest form of chesed, because one does not look for any repayment of that chesed. And Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out another pshat, that to teach us that chesed is something one would think as lefnei mishuras hadin, optional, whereas emes is something one has to do, so to speak, halacha. And what the Torah is showing, that ideally one has to view chesed as emes itself, as something not just optional, but something required of the person, as is logically understood. When someone understands that a person that he wants to love and respect, even if he doesn't ask for him to do something, but he knows that he would want him to do it, he would surely do it. And ideally it should be a must to him, if he truly loves and respects that person. And that's Ben Benoshal Kal V'Chomer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should look at even so-called optional things of the Torah as really requirements, because ideally that's what Hashem wants of us. As Rosh Hashiva points out in the parashas Ekev, Ekev Tishma'um, coming from the heel, the extremity, utmost point, that's ideally what Hashem would love to see, that we should want so much to fulfill His will, that even the so-called optional things we look upon as mandatory out of our utmost love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see in Pasuk Hey that actually Yaakov Avinu, even before being brought to by Yosef, his two sons, to give the bracha, he mentions Ephraim before Manasseh. And Yosef does not mention anything at that point. I would say that we could say is because in just, so to speak, plain talking, lav dafka does one always mention the bechor before the younger one. But when it came to the bracha, the actual bracha, placing on the hands, the maisa, in that way, then of course, as far as which hand should be on which one, we would naturally feel the Bechor should have the right hand. And Rosh Hashivah Shlita points out that as the first Pasuk after Sheni says that at this point Yaakov Avinu couldn't see, that we can say that that's why Yosef did, so to speak, protest when he saw that his right hand was on the younger one. Because otherwise we would think Yosef HaTzadik, whatever his father said, would go without any disagreement. But since he couldn't see, his thought was that he just made a mistake because he couldn't see which was which. And that's why also we can say that Yaakov Avinu had a suffix because of his sight. Because you could think that maybe Yosef is bringing his Bechor on his right hand and the younger one on his left as he's approaching his father, and then it'll be, so to speak, switched afterwards. Or he'll bring the older one on his left hand because it'll be his father's right hand. And therefore we can say that that's why in Pasuk Yudalid you have the expression by Yishlach Yisrael Yitzimino. Not just that he placed his right hand on Rosh Ephraim. What's the lesson by Yishlach? So you can say, as we know, that the Madrega of the great Tzaddikim, that their limbs do their bidding, so to speak, on automatic pilot. That here also, that Yaakov Avinu did have this suffix because of his sight. And so to speak, he sends his right hand. You know what should be done, what is the will of Hashem. Do it, like a shliach. And carries out the will of the Tzaddik, which is the will of Hashem. And in Pasuk Tes Vav it says, and he gives Yosef a bracha, and the bracha goes into the Hamalach HaGoel, Osimi Koro, and we don't see specifically a bracha on Yosef himself. So what's Pshat? Vayivarech es Yosef. But we can say, as we all know, the ideal father, when his children are blessed, the future of Klal Yisrael, that to him is getting 100% a bracha for himself also, because that's his future also. This is what he toils for, the tzar gedol banim, to bring him up the right way. And when they do the right way, and when they get the bracha, no matter what it is, it's as if the father himself is blessed and considers it vaday, the exact same thing. And in the bracha of Amalach HaGoel we see, he says, V'yidgu l'arov v'kerav oretz. And Rosh Hashivah Shlita points out that one of the things we see by that lashon is, as we know, fish, which was one of the brachas given to the Ephraim Menashe, and by extension Klal Yisrael, is that the ayin hara evil eye has no power over them because they're hidden from sight. So that's in the mayan. But here, human beings, Ephraim Menashe, are getting that bracha b'yidgu from the Lashon Dog, l'ro b'kerev oretz, that they should have it even b'kerev oretz, amongst peoples, no matter where they are, that the ayin hara should not have power over them, that they should be able to carry on the will of Hashem and do all that they have to do without any ayin hara or anything negative affecting them in the midst of the world, not as a hermit away from people, but even the Kerev Haaretz. And in Pasuk Chaf, we have that famous bracha, which is a minhag of Klal Yisrael, of course, as Yaakov Avinu himself says, will be to give to their children. And some of the things we have to understand is the fact that of all the family, why is Ephraim and Manasseh chosen by Yaakov Avinu to be examples of the bracha to be given to all Bnei Yisrael? And as the Mefarshim explain, it's because of all the children, they are the ones who did not have the influence of their Zaydi, who were brought up in Gullus from birth on, who only had their parents as far as Chinuch, and yet being in such a Gullus, they fulfilled the will of Hashem and became the greatest Haradikim that they could be. And that's why, as far as the other family members, Varai Tzadikim, but being in the environment, of course, with the chinuch of Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Yisrael, it's a big difference. And therefore, knowing the future of Klal Yisrael, the Golios that they will have to go through, trials and tribulations, different environments, they are the ones that we give the bracha with, that all Bnei Yisrael should always overcome any outside influences, no matter where they are, to fulfill the will of Hashem to the best of their ability. And we notice in the pasuk how it seems to be like a double lashon. It says, "Vayivarchim bayamahu leimar, b'chol yivarch Yisrael leimar." Why do we have these two lashonos expressions of leimar? Why isn't one good enough? Plus, as we see, one is written mole with a vav, and one is written chaser without the vav. I would think we could say that Yaakov Avinu was saying that this is one bracha, a classic example of a bracha to be given to Klal Yisrael. But one has an option of giving other kinds of brachas. And that's why also it's written full with a vav, to show, to fill up the most brachas, greatest amount in quantity and quality. That is the option of any yid to give, and with a full heart and mind. Leimar b'chol yivarech Yisrael, anyone of Bnei Yisrael, and leimar as an example of Yaakov giving right now, which is the one to give now and for the future, and which is chaser because it's just one of many that can be given. That is the Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim v'Chemnash, as we explained before, is the one Yaakov Avinu is giving. And actually, Targum Yonason brings to be said this bracha had a bris milah. Also, Rosh Hashiva gives another pshat of the leimar that we can also read it as lo mar, so to speak, not lo. Mem resh is 240. If you add up the years of Malchi Yisrael, it will come out altogether 240 years. And saying, so to speak, that at that time, when there's not the Malchei Yehuda over all the Eretz Yisrael, over all the Yidden, which is not the ideal, and then it will be Chesaron. And the Chesaron in the Bracha, which is meant and which is wanted. So at that time, it won't be as it should. But Lamar, the first one, when you don't have that problem, then it can be a complete bracha, bishlemus, mole, with the vav, b'cha, yivarech Yisrael. And as Rosh Hashiva also points out, the b'cha is gematria 22. The 22 years that Yosef was not with his father, Yaakov Avinu was saying, with that 22 years, how you stood in your tzidkus, with you too, there will be this great tzchus of being blessed, all Klal Yisrael, b'cha yivarech Yisrael. And they will be able to give a great bracha because of your tzchus, alone in a strange land, and still remaining the tzaddik throughout. Rashi points out after Shishi and Pasuk Tezvav that it says Vayiru Achei Yosef Kimei Saviyam. They saw that their father died now and they came back from burying him. And they said, maybe Yosef will hate us and will pay us back for the wrong we did to him. And Rashi says from the Medrash, what did they see? That they saw that before the father passed away, Yosef would invite all of them, come to dine with him, be mekarev them. And now that he passed away, that's not happening anymore. So, as it says, Yosef tells them they don't have anything to worry about, it's nothing to fear. He will continue to take care of them. We still have to understand, if so, why did Yosef stop this kiruv of having them come to him for the meal? So I would say that we can say that when their father was still alive, Yosef didn't have to worry of them coming from Goshen into the environment of Mitzrayim where he was, where he had to be now, and be influenced by the attractions that are in Mitzrayim, being afraid of the assimilation. Because Yaakov Avinu being with him would be good enough protection, for sure. And of course, Kedidah Be'aim, to bring him so he can converse with him, dine with him, and the rest of the family. But after Yaakov Avinu passed away, and as we said, they learned about the shibud. They saw that the shibud that they had here, they weren't free to go as they pleased. Yosef understood now that it's too dangerous without the Zayda to come out of Goshen, which is the ideal, to be insulated against the foreign influences of Mitzrayim. And as we see from the Midrashim, Chazal, that basically was the point of their downfall, the Zohar's 49 Madrigas of Tumah that they fell into, because of that going out of Goshen, getting influenced by that materialism, by those outside forces of influence of Yetzer Hara. Whereas Shevet Levi, who stayed in Goshen, kept the, so to speak, kolel of that time, not venturing out whenever they felt like it, so to speak, or when for business reasons others went out and the Yetzer Hara convinced them that there's other reasons to be out, or when they didn't even have to necessarily stay out. That was the problem. And a lesson for all of us for all time, that as much as we can, so to speak, insulate ourselves in the gullus, keep focused on what we have to do, not to be influenced by foreign philosophies and blandishments, attractions that are not Hashem's will, then we will surely have the siyata d'shmaya, that whatever comes our way, not caused by us, ourselves, we will surely overcome any obstacle. In the aftermath, we see the famous expression of the Geula in Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pakod Yefkod Eschem, and the Darash Moshe points out that it's interesting, Parshas Shmos, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, Rashi points out that Yaakov Avinu said this lashon also, knowing it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yosef repeats it without saying it in the lashon and b'shem his father, to teach us that that's the way really one has to have the emunah of Chazal, to teach us that when we hear something from Chazal, it has to be as if we ourselves are seeing and hearing it ourselves straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That any statement, as he points out, for instance, Haboyim Yom Kodem Yetzir Savlad Basko Yotzaz, for the Shidduch, that this one is destined for this one, the first Amid Beizam and Aleph and Saita. So we don't necessarily hear that Baskol ourselves, but Chazal are telling us that that's what happens. That's the emunah we have to have, that's as if we ourselves did hear that Baskol, so strong it should be that emunah, that faith, without any doubt whatsoever, that you would have the greatest shalom bayis and problems that we all know and understand, if everyone would understand that and believe it the way they should. That this person was picked for you, that's the best for you to follow the way of Hashem, as he told us in the Torah. This is your zivug, to fulfill the will of Hashem to the best of your ability. Once a person would understand that and believe it the way he should, all the problems in the household, in the family, would fall by the wayside. Just like a pair of glasses. Depends on each person, what is needed for them. And that's why it says here, Yosef said it as if he heard it directly himself. It was so clear to him. And Yetzer Hashem should always be that clear to all of us, without any doubt whatsoever. As if we heard it ourselves directly from Hashem Mi Sinai, which we did, but firmly believe it and carry out his will for all time to come.